New South Wales has seen another day of record COVID-related numbers on its highest day of testing so far, with close to 84,000 tests administered. But it's also come with a record number of cases, with 110 new infections, one of the highest days of the latest outbreak. And concerningly, 43 of them were infectious in the community. Greater Sydney is coming up to 1 month now in lockdown, and parts of regional New South Wales have been told to stay at home, with a number of local government areas in and around orange lockdown. Chris Minns is the New South Wales opposition leader. He became leader of the state wing of the Labor Party just before this most recent outbreak, promising a more positive and cooperative approach to the Berejiklian government. And he joins me now. G'day, Chris.
Jamie, thanks for having me.
How do you think Premier Gladys Berejiklian and her team have been handling this outbreak?
Look, it's a very difficult set of circumstances for New South Wales, and obviously we understand that most of the decisions about lockdowns and restrictions that have been put in place are finely balanced. They're based, we're told, on the health advice provided to the crisis cabinet. It is based on the health advice, and it is based on the chief health officer's recommendations. We're offering bipartisan support because this is a health crisis, not a political one, and we just want to get through it.
So you think that they've been doing a pretty solid job?
I mean, look, it's hard for me to know, not sitting around the cabinet table, whether these finely balanced decisions end up being right or not. At the moment, we're focused on ensuring that our communities get the message from the government that they comply with the health orders and that we get through this in as short a period of time as possible. I mean, clearly, there's been occasions over the last couple of weeks when communication wasn't great, particularly with southwestern Sydney. But rather than issuing denunciations of the Premier, we got out there and talked to our own communities and made sure that our constituents understood what the circumstances were and that they complied with these orders so that we can get through it.
Mm. This is a new approach for New South Wales Labor and for you and your leadership to be cooperative with the government. I mean, do you have any issues with the handling? Are there certain areas that you go, well, hang on a minute, that's not quite right?
Well, look, certainly in relation to the financial support packages to small businesses and also to ensure that people don't lose their jobs unnecessarily, we've been critical of the Commonwealth government, and we're certainly pressuring the New South Wales government to put pressure on Scott Morrison to bring back JobKeeper. Now, this is an obvious mistake, we think, from the Commonwealth in relation to Australia's biggest state. We need to get through this, and we don't want businesses closed or people losing their job because they've done the right thing and complied with the government's own health orders. And I've spoken to small businesses over the last week who tell me that it's a confusing hybrid system that's been put in place in 2021. They go through the Service First app in New South Wales rather than the ATO and the BAS system that was in place in 2020, which served us well. It really was a good system. So we want that brought back into New South Wales.
Mm. So you'd like to see JobKeeper brought back. I mean, the Feds in no uncertain terms have said that's not going to happen. They've got this new hybrid situation where they're, you know, stumping up a certain amount, then the states are stumping up another amount. You're not happy with that? That's not enough?
Well, circumstances have changed since the package was announced by the state and Commonwealth government around a fortnight ago. We've now closed down the construction sector in New South Wales. Non-essential retail has closed down. Kids are at home, not at school. I mean, the circumstances on the ground have massively changed. This lockdown is more severe and affects more people than the one in 2020, and yet the financial package on offer is less than what was on the table then. So I think it could have serious implications for the economy. And if you think about it, we want to get out of this lockdown with a strong financial underpinning. We want the economy firing. And I think the only way to do that is to make sure that labour and supply chains are in place so that when that pent-up demand is ready to be spent, when people have got money in their back pocket, it can happen more easily in a functioning economy.
Mm. So with the federal government saying that they're not going to bring back JobKeeper, they're not going to pay for it, does it then fall on the state government to step in?
Well, that's certainly on the table, and I know that the New South Wales, it's been reported that the New South Wales Treasurer had looked to bring back a state version of JobKeeper simply because it works so well. Now, I'm urging the state government to work with the Commonwealth government to bring back this essential package. And you've seen, Jamie, in the last 24 hours, industry leaders and prominent business people in this city have been saying, look, we're not sure we can get through this. $600 a week for workers and around $10,000 for small businesses is not going to cut the mustard, particularly in the construction sector, when they're under so much pressure in the coming weeks.
John Barilaro, Deputy Prime Minister, was speaking a short time ago, well, he's speaking this morning with Gladys Berejiklian, about the speed with which they locked down regional New South Wales. I'll play it for you.
On the advice of course, New South Wales Health, the New South Wales government made a decision for the first time to act fast, hard and local, and lock down three local government areas in regional and rural New South Wales.
He talks about the lockdown in Orange, going fast, going hard, going local. Do you think it was a mistake that we didn't do that in Sydney when it was circulating in the eastern suburbs?
I think anyone would admit that the initial restrictions didn't work. Just if you look at the spread of the disease and the number of people reporting to have been infected with COVID. Now, I think the Premier and the Chief Health Officer would say that that's the case. I simply make that point because self-evidently further restrictions were required 2 weeks after the initial lockdown. So, I mean, in retrospect, clearly the package that was in place, the lockdown that was in place, wasn't going to contain this virus and stop the spread of it within our community. So everyone's an expert in hindsight, and we're not trying to pick apart the government's approach, but clearly we needed a different prescription in New South Wales. I'm glad we've got it in place at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, we saw epidemiologists at the time saying we had to go hard, we had to go fast. The Premier said that we didn't. At the time, you supported it. Do you regret that?
No, I mean, it's difficult for us not having access to the health advice, not being briefed on a daily basis by Kerry Chant. We've said for the last month that we back the New South Wales government. We offer bipartisan support. We don't do that for political ends. We do it because it's so important that the political leadership in New South Wales speak in a united way in terms of complying with the health orders. We're asking millions of people to curtail their lives, their businesses, their families, their schooling, their education and everything else. It's so important, I think, that we get through this. I've also said there'll be plenty of time for questioning as to the chronology of events and the circumstances that led up to the lockdown once the health crisis is over, not to score political points or to nitpick, but so that we can learn from mistakes if they've been made and that they won't happen again.
Chris Minns, you talk about the fact that we need to keep labour going, we need to keep supply chains open. Obviously, we've seen construction grind to a halt. What are you hearing from industries there about what they need right now?
Well, many industries are saying that they need more financial support than the Commonwealth is providing. Now, we all know the Commonwealth's got deeper pockets. And if you look at the Australian economy before the latest series of lockdowns in South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales, it was projected to grow at 4.75% in terms of growth for the year, which is a bumper number. Now, the reason for that is because employees were linked with businesses and were ready to go once lockdown was lifted. People had money in their back pockets. I'm concerned that, and I think industry is concerned, that if you don't have JobKeeper in place, that connection will be lost. People will have to go hiring once the economy is ready to pick up and start running again.
Chris, your area, Kogarah, is one that's been pointed out as being high concern yesterday in the Premier's update. How are people in your area coping?
Look, it's mixed. We've got a lot of international students that have come here. We've got a lot of international workers that rely on work, casual work, for example, to pay their bills and support their families, and it's a difficult period for many of them. Also, a lot of small businesses in the Kogarah electorate and the St George community are finding it very, very difficult. We haven't had an outbreak, but the Chief Health Officer has identified Hurstville and Kogarah in my electorate as areas of concern. So we've seen an uptick in testing rates for those two suburbs. Generally, everybody is compliant. Everyone wants to get through this in as short a period of time as possible, but they're going to require the government to step up and give them a hand.
Chris Minns, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jamie.
Chris Minns, New South Wales opposition leader, taking over a rather interesting time for politics in New South Wales as this Delta outbreak just began.